time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Hey, thanks for checking in. We are live, as always, in Las Vegas from the South Point Sportsbook in the VSiN studios. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, and for the next 60 minutes, this is going to be a lot of fun. The guy is absolutely awesome. The owner of the D. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Golden Gate.
Counting it down.
And Circa. Derek Stevens in studio with us this morning. Good to see you as always, my friend. How are you?
Great. I'm doing great. Good to see you. When I woke up this morning, I see you guys on Nesson. And Mitch, you're in the studio here. Looking good, man.
I figure it's been about a month. Been a long time.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I can start driving again like next week.
Gonna take him around driving.
the whole crutches.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm okay getting around the house with crutches because I only got to go like 10 feet every once in a while. That was kind of, you know, ramped up a little bit. I get dropped off at the South Point. Oh, I got to walk this way and then all the way back over here. And then I got to go to the room. It's like, okay, Jesus, I got to take a breath here with the crutches all of a sudden. I'm wondering, like, do you pull out your phone and look at the calendar like almost every single day and you have like October 28th and the 29th and you're just like, oh, God, can I please? We're getting close now. I mean, it's got to be a pretty good feeling, but can we just hit the fast forward button to get to that day?
Yeah, we're getting close, you know, and even when we announced it, you know, we moved it up again. So we open October 28th at 12:01 a.m. This will be our second midnight opening this year.
Yes.
So we're fired up about that. And then, then we've got a little VIP opening on the 27th. 7 o'clock till midnight, and then we open the doors to the public, and gaming starts at midnight. So we're fired up about it.
We can't agree on anything today, right? People don't get along. People can't agree on anything. But how about the 21 and over though? Everyone loves this.
They do love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always had this in the back of our mind. You know, we didn't put this out as the forefront thing, but yeah, you know, when you come to Vegas and people are going to spend 48 hours of their time or 72 hours over their weekend, you know, they all love their kids, but you know, they probably talk to grandma and grandpa watching them and things
yes.
like that. They're looking to forget about some of the responsibilities. So this will be a lot of fun.
Can't wait. Tell people as we took the tour, tell people about the air circulation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This blew me away.
Yeah, we'll be the first casino that our HVA system's a little bit different. You know, we designed this. Really, my brother was the one that really pushed this thing home. This was a couple years ago, and none of the air is coming from the ceiling. It's all coming from the ground. So we have a natural airflow that goes up, and we always thought, you know, it's going to create a cleaner environment, a better environment. If somebody's smoking a cigar, the air's naturally going to go up. So for people that are non-smokers, it won't be offensive. It'll be a nice, clean, fresh air. And then obviously what's happened here in 2020 has made this even more
yes.
important. So I think it's going to be a huge difference. We haven't, there might be breaking news here a little bit because we haven't put that out there too much. But, all the air's coming from the ground, underneath the slot machines, underneath the tables, through the carpet, and all the air flows up. So it should be a real clean environment.
Well, this is going to be a big hit because when we did the tour, my guy, what was it now? Probably a month or so ago, right? I mean, just you thought of everything, like all the details that you pointed out. But even that, you like stopped us and you're like, okay, now get this. Here's what's going to happen. And we're like in the middle of the floor. And you said, now when tables are going to be out here, people are going to be gambling. There's going to be a ton of, you know, everybody's drinking, having a good time. And welcome into the program today. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, and the owner of the D, Golden Gate, and Circa, downtown Las Vegas, Derek Stevens in studio with us. We're going over like Circa, the hotel that's going to be opening up in a couple of months, how they thought of everything. But you just stopped us and you're like, okay, now watch this. Now the floor, you see that? That's like the cooling system and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? I've never heard of something like that.
Yeah,
it's such a great idea.
It's the first one here. And sometimes it's better to be lucky. But my brother really pushed this one home. And we did it for efficiency because, you know, nobody really cares what the temperature is 10 feet, you know, above the ground. And, you know, all that really matters for your comfort is, you know, the first 7 feet off the ground. And we did it. It's a little more efficient system, but I really love the air quality component. You know, I know people that like to smoke and have maybe have a cigar, but you don't want that lingering. So it just naturally flows up. So it should be a great, clean environment for everybody.
Well, we also got fired up, too, when they showed this when the pictures came out from all the bars, what the bars are going to look like and all the different spots here. Okay, come on. Look at the mega. How about the overhang bar? Tell us about Old Tiger Stadium, how it fits in with the overhang bar with the sports book.
Oh, man, I loved Old Tiger Stadium. That right field, you know, you hung out over about 20 feet, 15, 20 feet, you know, onto the playing surface. And it was the greatest place ever to try to catch a home run. So I always thought about the overhang at Old Tiger Stadium, how cool that was. I didn't know if I was ever going to get into this situation, but then I thought, man, we're building this huge sports theater. What a great place to have a little bit of an overhang. You're hanging over. It'll be the best seats in the house.
Where's your spot going to be? You're going to move around?
You know what? We got to figure out where that hangout is. It's going to be a little bit all over, but I do think that overhang bar is going to be something special.
Yeah. Yes.
Paul, his spot is called the whole place.
Move around. Yeah. Look at the mega bar with the double-decker TVs.
I can't wait for that thing.
And the Legacy Lounge. Don't forget about the Legacy there. What a view. Look at those pictures. This is insane.
That was huge, though, to, you know, the Rob Report, everything obviously catering to... Look, I just that TV setup right there is going to take the cake. Look at that thing. Is that 48 TVs? Is that the plan? Is that the number?
I think, what are we at, 42 TVs or something like that? 42, yeah. We'll have more TVs than there are football games.
Yeah, right. Let's talk about the contest now. Getting in and the survival we'll get to in a second. Also strategy. I know you can't wait. You're all prepared about here with the overlay and how – just you have the floor here about how it's important that people come to town now, get in the contest. We're going to have NFL and how much money you can win with these great contests you have.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we started up last year. You know, we were the upstart. We guaranteed $1.5 million and weren't sure we were going to get it. And, you know, with that late surge, we got 1,800 entrants. So we went over the $1.5 million. And what happened was we put everything else into the quarters. And the quarters really were the big hit. So this year for Circus Sports Millions 2, we wanted to really push the quarters and guarantee something bigger in the quarters. So we're going top three guys in the quarters make cash, and we're guaranteeing $250,000 each quarter. So it's $1 million guaranteed just for the quarters. So it's really like you get four contests plus you get the overall. And we put $2 million into the overall. We went a little bit deeper, so we're paying the top 50. Plus, we got that special little prize at the end. You know, if you finish dead last, you get the booby prize. So so we had that little bonus in there. And, we're in $3 million. And as Mike Palm said, we may have overreached a little bit. We did this without thinking about a pandemic. But, we're opening the world's biggest sports book in October while this contest is going on. So we're rolling. So we're guaranteeing $3 million for the Circus Sports Million 2. And then we came out with the new contest with the Circus Survivor.
Yeah, I want to get into that in a second. You know, last year, the final quarter of the year, it was my first entry in the contest. I had 9.5 points in the first 2 weeks, and when you guys tweeted out the leaderboard, there was my entry name on there. I'm a half point back of the leader. We have 3 weeks to go. Mm-hmm. I'm cooking, right?
Right.
At that point, I posted a 1-4, I believe, the following week.
Oh.
And the dream was dead. But to be alive like that, I mean, it's just like it's pretty cool, man. That feeling of being that close, possibly being in the mix, get a couple of things to go your way, and to do that four times during the contest itself, and then have the contest on top of it—it's great.
You know that feeling exactly like you said. That was like Jason Day on Friday morning. You know, you're sitting there atop the leaderboard, thinking things are good, and then all of a sudden things change.
I saw they tweeted this out too at Circus Sports. All Circus Sports Million prizes will be awarded if the NFL season plays at least through Week 12. If it doesn't, all entry fees are refunded, and winners of partial and complete quarters are still paid.
In some ways, it's kind of a free roll, because after the week four, we're paying the first quarter. After week eight, we're paying the second quarter. And if something happens to the NFL season, we don't know. Those quarters are still getting paid.
Yeah. All right. I already paid Mike Palm. I lost, but I'm so excited for the survivor here. This is a great idea that you came up with your staff. First of all, let's start here before we get to strategy. And I can't wait to learn it, because we were talking before you came on. Living in Las Vegas for 20 years, we forget about their survivor pools, how big they are across the country, and you hope to take advantage of it. It's going to be a hit a long time at Circa. When were you first introduced this and the first time you got into a survivor contest?
Well, effectively, I was thinking about that when you asked me. I think it goes back to fifth grade. So here's the story. My PE teacher, my gym teacher, St. Clair Montefalco, you know, all the kids had to come out, and you got to run 8 laps around the gym to start off, kind of loosen up, you know. But what she did was she allowed every kid to pick one football team. And if you picked a team that won the last Sunday, you only had to run 4. So growing up in Detroit, most kids are picking the Lions, you know. I love the Lions, but I wasn't going to pick them. So I had to, you know, weasel around, figure out another team. And this is kind of how I got to fall in love with my man Brent over here, you know, when he says, you're looking live, you know, they're showing Soldier Field. and the weather's terrible, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most kids my age were thinking about, man, if it's snowy in Chicago, what's the probability of getting a snow day on Monday?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about, oh, man, I got the Bears. I got to save those four laps. So after about three weeks of this stuff, you know, and I'm running four laps, and, you know, you get to chirp a little bit to the other kids, got to do an extra four. I asked the gym teacher, I said, hey, what's the chance I could pick two games and take it down to two laps? So effectively, that was my first parlay and my first survivor, where I had to pick one game every weekend. So that's how it started.
That's great. How many times would it come in?
You know, I don't remember now. I could barely remember a couple days ago, but I remember this. I remember that moment of how important it was.
Yeah, knocking off six laps.
Nice job to think about that with the negotiations.
Yeah.
Now, what is this that you brought in, by the way?
Are we going to talk about this? This is my grit. This is how you got to look at the schedule.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if we can put this up on this graphic, but look at this graphic. This is... no glasses on here. So, but this gives you the whole season schedule. It tells you, you know, the key games, you know, like the Thursday night football, the Sunday night football, things like that. A lot color-coded. And when you look at Survivor, you really got to look at the season as a whole. That's real important. We'll get into that.
Good. Okay, here we go. The six bullet points. And now we're amateurs here. We don't know about this. You're the expert. And this is also great to get in the contest and what you need to know. Start with the bull rush. I don't know what this is.
The bull rush is kind of that, you know, if you're playing Survivor, let me go through these rules a little bit real quickly here. So in Survivor, what you got to do is you have to pick one NFL game a week, and there's no point spreads. And all you want to do is pick one winner. And as long as you survive that week, you get to the next week. And it just keeps going on and on. A couple key things, though. Once you pick a team, you blew them for the season.
Mm-hmm.
So as the weeks go by, you know, your choices get reduced. So it gets a little harder as time goes by.
Can I jump in? This is why this is going to be bigger than the other contest eventually, because it's easier. Everyone can, just so simple. Just pick the winner, bam, man. I mean, the other stuff, I got to go five? I have to pick five against the number?
Yeah.
I mean, you see how big this is in the country, and especially on the East Coast with these crazy numbers. So give it time. This is going to be a monster. Okay.
Yeah, what these strategies are, they're not all independent. Sometimes you can use two of them together. It kind of depends how you feel about the particular season. But bull rush is pretty straightforward, and this is what a lot of people do when they first start off. You're looking at the opening week. Who are you going to like? Well, you got Baltimore's a huge favorite, and Kansas City's a double-digit favorite.
Okay.
You know, so you might say, okay, I'm going to take Kansas City, I'm going to take Baltimore, and I'm going to live till week two. Which is a legit strategy. I've seen all these strategies win over the years. So it really depends upon the season, when upsets happen, things like that. So there's not any one better strategy, but this is really the one that I would say is the simplest and how most people start off.
Okay, so
okay,
these are like common strategies?
Yeah.
Are these, okay, so, and you've known about this all, because again, as Paul said, we kind of got lost with the Survivor pools. It's always like back of mind for me. I never really do them. Because living in Las Vegas, right, we do all the other stuff, but not Survivor. So I don't know any of this stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah, like for me, I mean, I've been playing Survivor. This might be my 30th year playing it. Like seriously, as an adult and things like that. So these are all pretty common strategies. But bull rush just means you're taking week one, and every week that goes by, you're just trying to get to the next week.
All right. Okay. CircleLasVegas.com. Come out to Vegas. Stay at the D Golden Gate and Circle when it opens in late October and get in their contest, Survivor contest, brand new. The only one in Nevada. All right, week one split, number two.
The week one split. So what this does, let's take maybe the weakest game on week one. We got Jacksonville playing against Indianapolis. There's a good chance you're not going to take Jacksonville or Indianapolis throughout the whole year. So what you might do on a week one split, now this is more expensive. This costs you two entries, right?
Uh-huh.
So on the two entries, you might come in and you might take Jacksonville and Indianapolis. Which ensures that you get to week two, barring any ties, but you'll get to week two. You're going to blow the winner. But if Jacksonville wins, what does it matter? You just blew a team that you're never going to take the rest of the year anyway. So now as you get to week two, you got a better hand than somebody that might have blown the Ravens or might have blown the Chiefs in week one. Because now you've got everybody, all your better teams still available. So it costs a little more. Mm-hmm. You get to week two, but now you got all your best teams ready to go. So you're a little bit better in hand.
Okay. All right.
So you know people that have actually done that before, or you've done it yourself, that strategy.
Yeah, I mean, I think, when you see week one split and we get to option and double option, mm-hmm. you'll be able to see how some of these things play into it. So, yeah, everybody's used different scenarios like this.
Well, based on the entries, how long does it usually go, though? How long do these last?
Well,
9 weeks, 10 weeks?
Well, what's it depends. I mean, I think, if we get close, and, obviously we got to hit 1,000 people. I think it's going to get to probably week 15. I think there's a decent chance we're going to pay that bonus of $1 million really? If you go undefeated.
Oh, excellent. Okay, very good. What's key week?
The key week comes down to, let's say you look at a really tough week. Week 12 is Thanksgiving week. So Thanksgiving in our contest, that's its own week. Yep. So you only got 6 teams available. So you really got to protect for those 6 teams, the Cowboys at home. You got Houston at Detroit, and then you got late game. But later in that week, on the Sunday of Thanksgiving week, there's really one game that kind of stands out. It looks like Green Bay at home. They're playing Sunday night. That's probably going to be the big favorite, maybe a double-digit favorite. So you kind of got to circle that game because the rest of the games on that Sunday, remember, you will have already blown, 11 teams. Uh-huh. All the teams that played on Thursday on Thanksgiving, aren't there. So you have a limited window. So it's kind of you take a key week and you think about, oh, man, look at this. Week 12 on the Sunday, the only team that really stands out is the Packers. So you may have to block out the Packers going forward to make sure you're prepared for that Sunday of Thanksgiving.
Okay, so now we're talking.
Yeah.
That is an excellent strategy, in my opinion. For a guy who has never, I've played like 2 survivor pools in my life. I like that. You have to do that because it's the first time I've ever heard of Thanksgiving Day games are its own week and you have to have a team available mm-hmm. and you have to advance beyond then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so that's the thing. You know, the bull rush strategy works out well, but then by the time you get week 9, week 10, you start feeling a little bit thin as far as who you got left.
Yeah.
So on a key week strategy, I'd kind of focus in on that week 12, that Sunday of Thanksgiving, and see who's available. Because you want to minimize the number of times you have to take an underdog here.
And Dallas is laying 2 touchdowns against Washington.
Yeah. Remember, because that's Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah,
that's its own week.
Day.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, exactly.
Man. Yeah, that's big.
By the way, just a quick look at week 12 overall. Some of these games. Monday night, Seahawks-Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay. Chiefs-Buccaneers. 49ers-Rams. Saints at the Broncos. Browns at the Jags. That's like 5-6 games right there. I think you're onto something there. That is a very good idea.
Yeah, on that week, you got a lot of games right now. It'd be hard to put a point spread up. Do you really want to take New Orleans on the road, in Denver? You don't know.
Right, of course.
Mm-hmm. I mean, teams get upset. These are all trap games.
I mean, you're talking about a November game, late November, could be plenty of snow at that point in Denver. Saints out of their element on the road. Of course, anything's possible.
Right. I'd rather take the Saints at home on a Sunday night one time,
Yeah.
How about the option, number 4?
So option and double option are the same, except for the fact that option costs 2 entries, double option costs 4. So what this is you take your entries, and let's say you really like the Chiefs in week 1. Okay, you're going to take them. Then you get to week 2, you like somebody here. There's a very strong favorite here in week 3. I think in week 2, Tennessee looks like they're going to be the big favorite in week 2. I think the early William Hill line has Tennessee as 11-point favorite against Jacksonville. So let's say, okay, you're going to go Chiefs, then you go Tennessee, then you get to week 3. There's another couple of big favorites here. And then as time goes by, what the option does, you might be sitting here in a week, and you're at week 8, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, man, what am I going to do? I don't want to take an underdog. Everything's a 3-point favorite of what I'm eligible to make a bet. So what the option is, it gives you an opportunity to take a particular game. Similar to the week 1 split, you take the game that has the least interest and the least probability of ever using those teams again. So you take both sides. And basically what it effectively does, it says, okay, on week 8, I'm going to use my option. I'm going to take both sides of it, and I'm going to live to week 9. So that's when you throw down your option card, which basically automatically gives you a pass to the following week. Double option.
That's a really good way. Hang on to double option. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the hell this Merlin reversal is either. I'm waiting for this one.
I think it's a wrestling move. George the Animal. Yeah, that actually.
Excellent so far.
Fantastic too. Yeah, that's really, really good. Well, yeah, you are a veteran with the Survivor Pool. No wonder why you put it up for the first time ever here in town. We'll continue with Derek Stevens. Coming up next, we will get into the double option and the Merlin reversal with the owner of Circa, the D, and Golden Gate downtown Las Vegas next year on VSiN. Sports are back in full swing. Now is the time to get in on the action. And if you're in New Jersey, Iowa, or Indiana, PointsBet is the best sports book for all of your favorite sports. See for yourself. They're faster, easier app with faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards. As always, PointsBet is offering tons of promotions bettors actually care about, like no juice spreads on all NBA regular season games. Download the PointsBet app today and start betting with a 100% deposit match up to $250. Sign up with the code VSIN250 and deposit $250. To get an extra $250 in bonus bets, that's VSIN250. $100 minimum deposit must be present in Indiana, New Jersey, or Iowa. Must be over 21. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. PointsBet. Stay sharp. As we continue here with Derek Stevens, the owner of the D Golden Gate and Circa in downtown Las Vegas, we were going over strategies to play in the Circa Survivor this year. You are a 30-year vet of playing in Survivor pools, and we love this. We've gone through four of them so far. We left off on the option. What is the double option?
Well, option and double option are really kind of the same thing, except, you know, the option costs you two entries. Double option costs you four. And really what it does is it when you have the option, it gives the ability to take a game, you pick both sides, and it effectively gets you to the next week. So let's say you're getting close to Thanksgiving. It's week 11. You know, you don't like what's on week 11 because you will have already blown 10 better teams. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you got a game out there. Like we got the Bengals playing the Redskins. Bengals playing the Redskins. Two teams you probably wouldn't have taken earlier in the year. You just want to get to that Thanksgiving week. You use your option. You take both sides. Boom, you get to Thanksgiving. So you got that option. And what the double option is, it basically gives you two of those opportunities. That's why we had to have five entries as a max, because I knew people would want to do a double option, and then sometimes people like to take the extra one. So that's why it's a five entry max. So the double option just basically gives you 2 weeks to jump, you know, where you could jump ahead to the following week. And when you think about, like, I was thinking about this on a double option. If I took week 11 and I took Cincinnati and Washington, boom, now you get to Thanksgiving Day. You got to figure the Cowboys are going to be a double-digit favorite against the Redskins.
Yeah.
Boom, you come back on Sunday night with the Packers as a double-digit favorite. And now you're into what's NFL's week 13, our week 14. You get to this point, and all of a sudden, you get to week 14. People remember, I mean, I know we're marketing the fact who's going to be the sole survivor and all that, and we're going to have a nice coat and all that. But when you're at week 14, everyone gets to start thinking about what the finish line looks like. Because now, as long as you got some teams that are going to go off as favorites, this is a really easy hedge, because you're going to have plus money the whole rest of the way. So really, if you get past the Sunday night of Thanksgiving week, you're basically have an opportunity to cash.
No question.
Yeah.
Yep. All you do is pick a huge favorite again on the board.
Yeah.
In the pool, and then come back and say, okay, I'll take that dog for a certain percentage or whatever.
Right.
On the money line. And yeah. Okay. And then, so this one here, riveted. Go ahead.
90 seconds. Can you get the Merlin reversal?
Yeah, the Merlin seconds. Reversal. Here so, you know, Merlin's the guy that the wizard, the magician, he lived his life backwards, right? So what happens is, we just talked about a couple games. I'll use these as an example. Okay. So what it is Merlin, you know, he was born on his oldest day, and he lived, and every day he got a day younger. So he lives his whole life backwards. So as we're talking about some of these games, okay, let's start with the Sunday night at Thanksgiving. Okay, we're taking the Packers. Then we go to Thanksgiving. Okay, we'll take the Cowboys. And then we're going to take, and all we do is we work our way back through the schedule. You know, so you think about the schedule backwards, knowing that you want to be alive on the Sunday night of Thanksgiving. And then that tells you who you can play as you work your way back here. So when you do a reversal, that means you're coming back, and then all of a sudden you might like a particularly different game early on. You might like Buffalo on week one against the Jets. Because as you work your way back, you're going to find all these different key weeks where you have to protect yourself, and then you work your way back here. Remember, if you get knocked out in week one or you get knocked out in week eight, what's the difference? It doesn't matter. Yeah. So the Merlin reversal, all you do is you think about the season and you go backwards from there.
I love it. It's like a maze when you're right trying to figure out a maze. I'm going to start at the end and go to the beginning instead. Love that idea.
Rene Bugner did that?
Yeah.
That's incredible, the graph.
German guy did a great job, yeah.
I would also try to get my hands on as many, or if you do your own power ratings, obviously, look ahead numbers, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you can find numbers on every game through week 16 at least, right?
Right.
So, and then you can sprinkle that in, make that part of the recipe overall, and then...
And that's what's beautiful about this. Everybody's going to have their own bias. Some right. people aren't going to like Washington team this year. Some yeah. people aren't going to like, you know, a rookie quarterback with the Bengals. So mm-hmm. everyone has their own perspective, their own bias. But, yeah, you're creating your own little stew.
I want to run this prop swap ticket by you coming up next. From the Indeed.com studio, find the high impact, hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact for more information. Mitch and Paul here and Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. As we continue, Derek Stevens is with us in studio, the owner of the D, Golden Gate, and Circa, downtown Las Vegas. I want to run this by you. We put this up on the show a little bit earlier today. There's this ticket available. It's a 5-team parlay where three have already come in. So it's up on PropSwap, and the person put in future bets on teams to win, like, titles. Like the Nationals, that came in. It was late, like last year, sometime in October. He had, well, KC to beat the Broncos on the money line, tied into LSU winning the national title at 10-1. That got there. He has two remaining, as he has the Dallas Stars at 26-1 to win the Stanley Cup, and the Houston Rockets at +850. It's a $40 bet, Derek, that pays $434,000. My idea was, because you allow the parlays at Circa, only book here in Las Vegas, certainly that does this, on the yes, no, right? So he could come to town and he could, in theory, parlay the no on the Stars at -$30 with the Rockets. It's not up right now this morning. I'm guessing they're probably like -$15 or so to not win the NBA title. That would be an option for him, yes?
Yeah, I don't know if you could do a parlay, though, could you?
I think you can.
No, we could. We will take the parlay, but this is a straight five-teamer.
It's a five-teamer right here, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, he can certainly bet the no on both these. There'd be no issues on that.
Yeah. So, or he could do one or the other.
Well, I think he's saying if the Rockets could win the title.
Well, yeah, no.
Dallas gets that'd be other.
Uh-huh.
He'd lose both, but... Yeah, that certainly it's an option.
But it's certainly an option to be able to bet the no on something like that. This is an incredible ticket.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
This is just amazing where you're at right now. So obviously he did this. I'm trying to figure out the time when he.
It's the Chiefs play. We could look, I guess, from last year's schedule. Chiefs at the Broncos. That was that the game where Mahomes went down with a kneecap injury?
Yeah, it was on the road, yeah.
Okay, and then the Nationals to win the World Series was something. They were +140, yeah. So, you know, it was late in the season.
Right, okay. That's and then wild. LSU. Yeah, so, I mean, He's alive. He's alive. It's a, yeah. It's a fun ticket here.
Are you going to put your Tigers ticket on Prop Swap?
Well, you know, think about this. I mean, yeah, I called over to Jay Cordegay, and he talked to Cammy Christensen. And he said, hey, I want to make a couple of these bets. My whole play on this was that was all about short season.
Yeah.
It's all about short season. You have these condensed variables. You don't know what's going to happen with certain teams, who's going to be, you know, knocked out for the injured list for a little while. And Jay said, yeah, well, I'll do it. You know, you're going to have to make a bet with his boss, Cammy. And I said, what's a bet? He goes, well, if you lose, you know, you got to wear a Westgate outfit. And I said, okay. And then, and if we win, well, I'll get paid, and she's got to wear a Circus Sports outfit. So I kind of figured, you know, as we're going into the fall, well, you know, Game 7 of the World Series this year would be October 28th. And when I met with them, I said, you know, that's the day Circa opens. So how about I give you a little bit of business? I mean, right now, I mean, no question, Westgate is the pound for pound, seat for seat, pixel for pixel, best brick and mortar sportsbook. You know, and I keep telling them till October 28th, then we'll see what happens.
Right. That's right.
So I gave him a little bit of play, and I thought, man, what a great day this could be. We're gonna open a brand new casino at Circa, and if I could just stop by, you know, go back down by Joe W. Brown, pull in. If I could pick up, you know, you got the Marlins versus the Tigers at Game 7 at a World Series, pick up a cool $3 million, I could actually pay for some of this stuff.
Each bet would pay $1 million, $4,000 on the Tigers to win the AL pennant, $2,000 win the World Series, $5,000 on the Marlins win the National League, and $2,500 on the Marlins to win the World Series. Hey, we're off to a good start. I mean, I'd be surprised with the Marlins after they shut them down. They came back and were 7-1 at one point.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. I know you wanted them to forfeit. You know, that was we were on the opposite side of that.
I know.
Hold on, just stay alive. Right. Stay alive. Stay alive.
Well, maybe it's the Cardinals now. It's the Cardinals. So we have a lot in common. We're men of the people. We're successful businessmen. We love to bet sports, and we also love fast food. Now, you got me twice on this. Now, Bill, this is great because you love Taco Bell. And Bill Addy wants to be paid twice. I said, how the hell do you and Nicole spend $50 at Taco? Yeah, you sent me a receipt. Now, look at this. Boy, they get you. They rob you on the sides. I mean, this is, look at sour cream. Add the beef. Hot sauce. Mild sauce. But that's not a no charge. But this, what's your go-to order at Taco Bell?
It's always the crunchy taco supreme, you know. And I like the little spicy tostada that we go off the menu. We have these little add-ons. You know?
Is that well-known?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we always
no. That is, just because it's not on the menu, I can still get it.
Oh yeah, you got to ask. Taco Bell, great customer service.
There. Okay,
yeah, absolutely.
Right
now, obviously, this was kind of like I sent you the receipt because we were coming home one night and I needed a ride home, so we had one of our valets drive us. So that's where we come in all with right. these these party packs here. You know, sure I could tip our valets for giving us a ride home, but there's nothing like getting them a couple of crunchy party packs. That makes everybody happy.
Now here's the sneak attack. I hope we're still friends. The Pearl Harbor job. Oh. A little birdie sent this to me.
Oh God.
The limo wouldn't fit.
This is embarrassing.
So you walk up to the window to make the order. Hey, guys, it's Derek. Can I get my usual? The limo won't fit in the drive-thru. It's late at night. You walk up to the actual window and, hey, guys.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you put that up there. Are you kidding?
That's great. It's good. It's a rock star move.
It's not the first time we did it. It's what we do every time. It's just embarrassing to see it in a graphic like that.
Look at that. There he is. Hey, guys, it's me again. I'll have the usual.
Oh, you're hungry. You like your Taco Bell. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, the limo won't fit. What can you do?
Yeah, so what happened was the first time we did it, the limo didn't fit. And well, you know, Nicole's in the back and everything. And I'm like, well, how are we going to do it? I'm like, well, I'm going to go up there. Well, after I did it, you know, everybody's scared.
Sure.
Like, what's this guy doing? Everybody's very worried. I was wearing a suit, though, you know, so it wasn't, you know, I looked pretty good for this type of role. And then when I get up there, you know, everybody kind of came out. They're looking through the window trying to see. And and then all of a sudden I got to be that guy. So every time I walked up, by the time I'm 10 feet away, they start waving and smiling.
Oh, it's just Derek. Yeah, it's as usual. It's Tuesday. What else you like to order? Matt Vascursion loves Taco Bell as well. So that's number one spot.
Yeah, that's our number one spot for sure. Right, Chick-fil-A. For me, Chick-fil-A and Taco Bell. And Nicole, definitely Taco Bell.
Yeah. By the way, when we originally had this discussion, I'm the one who brought this up. I said, I guarantee you and Nicole have gone over $50 on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
And Paul's like, no chance. Well, impossible to spend $50.
Yeah, well, they just made it, though. But they got,
it doesn't matter. They went over 50
well,
bucks.
It was the add-ons though that got me, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's
I mean,
true.
You're a little high maintenance with what you order. Or you go crazy with the add-on stuff with the orders.
Yeah,
that's how you got me.
Now, who likes all the sauce? Is that you, Nicole? Is it both?
Well, no on this. I mean, we added some hot sauce because of these party packs. Yeah. I had to throw it in for all our valet guys.
But I'm the same way, though. I have to get extra sauce every time I go to Taco Bell, Del Taco, any of them. I have to.
Yeah, I love sour cream, too. You got to have the sour cream. Yeah.
This is why Taco Bell is in your top five. Taco Bell.
That's right. That's right.
Get you to do the live read. You love Taco Bell.
I would do the live read. Hopefully Bill Haney's getting this national sponsorship here. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Do it.
All right, we'll get to our in-pocket plays coming up next here and Follow the Money, tell you what we're betting today. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, along with Derek Stevens, rolling along here on a Tuesday, live in Las Vegas.
If you're a sports fan and you haven't been to Bet Rivers Sportsbook, you're missing out. Bet Rivers is live streaming a massive number of sporting events every day from around the world. You can watch live hockey, baseball, basketball, and more right on your phone. Sign up now for the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app and get up to a $250 bonus on your first deposit. The best part of the offer, all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Go to Bet Rivers Sportsbook today and start your winning streak. Sign up now, get up to a $250 match on your first deposit. No faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. Great job as always, Bet Rivers. They had all the NBA up when we came in this morning and all the different ways you can bet the hockey playoffs. Bet Rivers Sportsbook app. In studio, Derek Stevens, owner of the D, Golden Gate, and Circa, CircaLasVegas.com. Book your stay. Get ready. It's going to be fun. Can't wait for October, our new home, and also getting all the contest at Circa as well. In pocket. Winner, easy winner with the Heat yesterday. Thumped the Pacers. Nationals, $1.40 against the Mets. The Mets are a mess. Everyone opting out, blown out yesterday. Sure, can Porcello do it again? I think not. Blue Jackets, Lightning, first period, under 1.5 goals at Bet Rivers. I think it's going to be cagey. I think Columbus is going to have all kinds of issues scoring in this series. And the game under, game one today in the afternoon. Let's go, Beantown. Come on, Boston. I'm not concerned. I'm not freaking out like other people.
Okay.
Bruins, but I like the Bruins in the series. But Bruins, Hurricanes, game one under 5.5.
All right, in pocket for me. I have two on the board here today. Give me the Spurs plus the one against the Rockets. I would say this. Be careful betting these NBA games today. I mean, the laundry list of players that are going to be missing action or that are questionable or doubtful is going to be, we'll probably have a lot of game time decisions, but I do like the Spurs plus the one against the Rockets. They're sitting a lot of guys tonight, Houston is, and Freeland's on the mound tonight. I will take, and I like the Zach Gallen kid for Arizona. I'm going to go down with the ship if he doesn't come up tonight, but I go Rockies, Diamondbacks, first five under 6.5 tonight at Coors.
All right.
Yep.
Palm Reader's playbook. Give them hell, Mike Palm. Let's go. Group one, 5 units. Oh. Columbus Lightning first period under. There you go, Mike. Great minds think alike. Same similar play. Europa. Wolverhampton plus the half. That comes up at noon. And the total's 2 for the game, by the way, so that should be cagey. Royals Reds first 5 under 5. He's going with Al. How about Alexander? I was watching at Bar Canada. I go, what the hell? This guy struck out 9 in a row. Alexander first 5 with the Tigers. And Padres Dodgers first 5 under 5. That one yesterday. He's 2-1 final. And he likes the A's. Fires is plus $1.20. Bundy's favored. That's strange. There's the Palm Reader.
Well, Bundy's he's been great.
Yes, he has. I know. But still, last place team. Mitch wins $20,000 at the blackjack table. What do you think he should tip?
I should tip probably a couple dimes.
I would think that's 2?
2,000. It's just for Mitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when it happens, yep.
You have to go over the top and tip. I was going to say at least a couple thousand probably, yeah.
Now it depends. If you're tipping a little bit throughout the way, you know, it changes your thing. But if you haven't tipped and you told the dealer, you know, they have great service.
You got great
service. And, you know, you're not tipping, you know, every hand or, every fourth hand, yeah, then yeah. you come in and you hit it at the end.
Same if it's roulette or pie gal or craps? Would you say similar tip?
I would say so. I mean, it depends. Some people don't like to tip throughout their session. Okay.
See,
just
I don't either.
Just because it gets complicated,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
You got different dealers coming in, too, if it's
yeah,
in and
yeah.
out, yeah.
But on even 20,000, you know, I think two's pretty good.
Okay. Let me ask
that's
you.
Strong. You're a celebrity. There's a cost associated with that.
Look.
Yeah, that's a good line. Smart man. Yeah.
I got recognized in the drive-thru of a fast food place 2 weeks ago because of my voice.
Oh, sure.
So, I mean, you can't, I mean, whatever. I'm like, wow, okay, that's, and the guy said he used to listen to me on a state, like 5 years ago or whatever. And now he goes, I know the Visa and stuff and all, whatever. I was like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, oh my God. Huh? Anyway, so what is preferred, by the way, from the dealers? Would they prefer their tips like as you're going on, or if like you know you're going to get tipped at the very end? Is there any method to the madness or no?
I would say it kind of depends. You know, if you got a real big game and a lot of action, things like that, and people are always tipping, you know, a $5 chip or a $25 chip and hopping this, hopping that, you know, it gets a little complicated. Kind of, it, yep. you know, so I think it depends. And everybody's different, too.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Sickest thing you've seen in all your years owning the casinos. Like a guy down big comes all the way back, a guy's, you know, something like that. Or a guy's up big blows it, or a guy rallies, yeah. that type of thing. Or any direction you want to take it.
Yeah, a buddy of ours, a buddy you know, I'm not going to name him right now, buys in 400. Hour and a half later, he's up 200 and like 40,000, drinking pretty good.
$400?
Yeah.
He turned $400 into 250?
It was an unbelievable run. I believe it was 400. Might have been 500, but I think it was 400.
I know him.
Oh, yeah, you know him. Yeah, you know him. And this happened at the D.
Okay.
And yeah, ran up to about 240, and his buddies were all around, and then it started going back down. But they were smart enough, you know, they cashed out, made him cash out around like 120, 140. But here's the funniest thing for me. It happened to be a weekend. My parents were in town. So I'm sitting at Long Bar. You know, Nicole's over. My mom and dad are sitting there. You know, my dad's over 80 years old. He comes over and he says, hey, Mr. Stevens, I just had a great run. And by this time, he wasn't speaking all that coherently.
For sure.
He goes, but I got to go to the bathroom. Hold this. And he's got, and this wasn't in a bag. He just left the cage, a couple bricks of 50, yeah. 20,000, you know, 20,000. Oh. And he wanted some in 20s, and it's dropping right at Long Bar, right next to where I sit. And I might, my back was turned this way, and my dad goes, hey, Derek, I look around, he's holding all this money. You know, he's not used to this. Yeah. So there's money. I'm like, he goes, this is pretty cool. I'm not going to say his name. John said, just, you know, hold on to it. My dad's fumbling all over, and all of a sudden, I start seeing the eyes start perking up, looking around. My dad, 83 years old, I'm like, Dad, put that money down. You're not allowed to hold that. What are you kidding me? So that was it.
Okay. Very good. I can't believe that story.
The stories of people, and everybody has a story like this, of somebody that you know, that they build it up. And I know Steve Sear has stories like this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I got to get to that one number.
Why is that?
And then if they
don't, I got a number in my mind. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
God, you love America. It's always a little more, isn't it?
Right. How much you tip a mover?
Ooh, you know, I mean, there are a lot of ways to say it. Depends how heavy your stuff is, you know. If you know, I know what's the going rate? Like $5 an hour is a tip?
I don't know.
But, you know, if you're going to have a guy, you can have a crew for a little while. You know, you always want to, I think you always want to tip, $100 for a crew, 2-3 guys working for half a day.
That's good. I think that's fair. What do you think about mowing the lawn or trimming the hedges at 7 a.m.? They got me last Friday doing this.
What?
I know it's hot out. They're mowing
is
the lawn.
Is this a Manscaped commercial? What? Is this you worked at him? No. Mowing the lawn. Oh.
Yeah, it's 7 a.m.
You weren't mowing the lawn.
No, not me. God, yeah, it was the HOA.
Yeah.
They trimming hedges and mowing the lawn at 7 in the morning. Palm says, yeah, it's hot. I go, 8:30 minimum. 8:30 minimum.
Yeah, I'd say 8:30 is probably fair. It is hot out here, though. Maybe there's a special exemption in August in Vegas.
Well, I don't know.
But, no, but 7 a.m. is too early.
I couldn't believe it.
They actually, from what I gathered, they can do. They have the permission to do it beginning at 6 o'clock in the morning. I told the story that years ago by Desert Shores is a weekday, like 6:15, 6:30. Guys across the street, chainsaws out, taking down a neighbor's tree.
Oh.
I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, it is probably a little early. But maybe in Vegas... you get that little special heat exemption.
Yeah, you're just getting in. Whole different ball game. Yeah. It's other people.
Yeah, I can sleep right through it. By the time I get hit that button, I'm good. That.
See, I have a gift. I can fall asleep just like that. Doesn't matter. Mitch, though, no shot.
No way.
But like, you can't go home and get a nap in.
No way, no how.
I can get a nap in, no problem.
Well, yeah. Let's see. What time does the Golden Knight game start tonight?
Yeah,
7:45. Oh, good. There's no chance I'm sleeping before then. Impossible.
How about the idea with Garage Mahal? Tell people about Garage Mahal and also the idea for the showroom for high rollers.
Yeah, we wanted to create something, not a parking garage, not just a transportation room, but the best one. It was going to have to be so good, we had to name it, you know? So we got this transportation hub, so perfect for rideshare. That's why Circa is the first casino ever that's been designed with rideshare as part of our thought process, to make it easy for people to come, go, all that type of stuff. And then on the second floor, we've got an area that we've named the showroom. And it's kind of like a beautiful showroom, you know, like you'd see at a high-end car dealership or something like that. And it's for high-end players, you know, where right at the second floor, you pop right across the bridge, you know, off of Garage Mahal. And we're hoping that there's going to be a lot of Ferraris, Lamborghinis, things like that. And, you know, for the high-end players to be able to quickly get in and out, that type of thing.
Sure. Derek Stevens, our guest, VSiN. CircleLasVegas.com. What are your thoughts here on the restart with the bubble? NBA, NHL. I know Bar Canada's been packed. It's been great to watch all the games there. What are your observations so far, the NHL, and who do you like with the second round starting tonight?
Wow, I think the NHL has done a great job. I mean, you keep getting these reports. 0-0-0. It's terrific. NBA's done a good job as well. I mean, the bubble concept is obviously a little bit different than what Major League Baseball's doing and what the NFL's going to be doing. But it's a concept that's worked well, and thank God, you know, they thought about it, because, boy, you're not kidding. There's some pent-up demand for betting on sports, and thank God we got some great stuff to watch.
Yeah.
If you owned a Major League Baseball team and players went rogue, like the two guys for the Indians, Clevenger and Plesac,
yeah,
would you say anything to them?
I wouldn't be happy, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I could. I mean, you know, everything that everybody's doing, everybody's leaning in here. I mean, nobody's, this is not a perfect situation for anyone. Everyone's leaning in. But then to potentially do something that jeopardizes the team, jeopardizes the franchise, jeopardizes the sport, yeah, you got to be upset. Yeah.
How would you feel about Michigan and Ohio State in the Big 12 for 1 year?
I'd take it. I would love to see Ohio State. I mean, let's see what happens today. I mean, there's some outrage about this. So, I mean, I think everybody wants to see Ohio State. Everybody wants to see Michigan play.
I'll take the Big 14 for 1 year.
Of course.
take the Big 14.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah. Excellent. Thanks for coming.
Clearly Nebraska, Iowa. I mean, whole thing.
Yes. Yeah, all right. Scott Frost, that was something.
Yeah.
That press conference. Yeah. It is again. Can you throw it up again? The graphic? This is, I'll give the guy a pop. Rene Bugner. At RNBWCV on Twitter. RNB, if you want this, that the graph with the Survivor. Yeah. That is unbelievable that Derek brought that in. And thanks for the 6 Survivor tips.
Well, the breakdown of the tips.
Oh, the strategy.
Fantastic, Derek.
The tips, yeah.
By the way, kudos to you and your team. The golf odds that you put up every single week.
Oh, yeah.
Second to none.
Thanks. Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
You're the best. Good to see you again.
Thanks.
Yep.
See you soon.
Yep.